Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one.
All right, the big story of the day on a Reaction Monday presented by our good friends at Churrasco Steaks and Seafood is Justin Verlander. He is no longer going to be a Houston Astro. He goes to the New York Mets. And I know many of people are thinking, at least it ain't the damn Yankees. He goes to the New York Mets on a 2-year deal where he is getting 43.3 per year. 43.3 per year, full no trade, third year option at $35 million. Is this right? The Mets and the Astros, they play here in Houston coming up June 19th through the 21st next year?
That's correct.
All right. You giving him a standing O, right, when he comes
Absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. No hesitation. He'll probably get his World Series ring on that trip as well.
Guessing.
Yo, tribute video, World Series ring.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you got a standing O when he comes up, when he's announced.
I'm good with that.
You're good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Give me all of it.
I know that's tough for you, but you
wouldn't mind a tribute video for Kate either.
I'm sure she'll be in his tribute.
Was I good with it for Carlos?
No, I don't think so.
You didn't want him to get a standing O when he came up to the plate for the first time.
Because he was the opposition.
Yeah, he's the opposition. But you feel different about it. You have different rules.
If I'm being completely honest, I was a bigger Carlos Correa fan than Justin Verlander fan.
I'm
being completely honest. So if I was against it then, maybe you guys are rubbing. Maybe it's soft in my old age. Maybe you guys are rubbing.
I know you had the numbers. How long was he with the Astros? 17? Is that when he came over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, 5 years here. And he, in 5 years, what, he missed basically two seasons? He still accomplished a ton. What were those numbers again, Clint? You think he was 61-19, I believe, in his time?
Hang on, Bob. Hang on.
I know it's accomplishments.
Actually,
he won two titles, two world championships.
Here you go.
Give it to me.
Via Channel of Rome. Justin Verlander's Astro career. 102 games started, 2.26 ERA, 0.83 whip, 11.4 Ks per nine, 3.87 postseason ERA, two Cy Young awards. And that's where that list stopped.
Two right championships.
There's a lot more to it, but that's just what he felt like was highlight worthy.
Fellas, two championships, two Cy Youngs.
Mm-hmm. Dominant. Cy Young runner up.
Yeah. And so it's three. The
300
years,
strikeout season.
The 3 years he was able to pitch, what he won the Cy Young twice, and it was a Cy Young runner up because basically he missed 2 years with the elbow. Boy, that is strong. Like, I know it's only a 5-year span. I think he should be in the Astros Hall of Fame. I'm not saying that his jersey should be retired or anything, but the Astros Hall of Fame, I doubt there are really anybody in the Astros that has accomplished what he accomplished in a 5-year span. 5-6 years, however long he was here. Like, he was that good, even in that short period of time, man. That is really impressive for Justin Verlander. So, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the history of the franchise. Two Cy Youngs, two championships, Clint, and a Cy Young runner-up. But the big deal is $43 million per year. Like we talked about, I said he's probably, I mean, we're looking between 35 and 40, and he got basically the Scherzer deal, held the Mets. They signed Scherzer too, so they got both those contracts on the books for them. But, I agree with the Astros' decision. If it was going to be up here, man, you get that man his ring, his gold watch, shake his hand and say, man, thank you for what you've done for us. And we're going to move on and try to figure out a different way to make our team better, because I can't pay one guy that's about to be 40 years old that kind of money.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think as the smoke starts to clear here and some numbers, you know, we get some hard numbers that we can actually talk about and consider, you got to look at it. I saw somebody tweet a little bit earlier that, you know, when you look at the 43-plus per year, you're talking about Abreu, Brantley, and Montero, all three of those guys. Plus, I mean, that's the kind of money that you would have had to shell out in terms of player names or let's say caliber of player. And if somebody would have come to me 2 weeks ago and said, hey, you can get Abreu, you can get Brantley back, and you can retain Montero, or you can sign Justin Verlander, I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? I mean, that's given the fact that you got six starters, how important Montero, I think, was to this team down the stretch and will be moving forward. And then the added, you add those two bats, one of them you're adding back in Brantley, but Abreu at first base. Ooh, man. I mean, I'd imagine 10 out of 10, you're taking the three players over Verlander.
But Clint, not just three good or six good starters. Like, you have an ace. I mean, I think Framber Valdez is ready to take off to be an ace for this team. And I think Lance, I think Framber is ready to be an ace and was an ace of your staff, I think, two seasons ago. And then I think Lance McCullers has that and was the ace of your staff, you know, last year. So I think you have those two guys at the top, and then Christian Javier, who seems to be emerging, and I would love for him to know, hey, you're a top three starter at the top of the rotation of this team. You're, hey, go be great, big boy.
Yep.
Go do you. And then, you know, Hunter Brown coming in, I think it's time to see what he could do. You have not just an embarrassment of riches there, but you have really good starters there. And I'll say this, Clint. I would like to see them make a move now, understanding the type of money. They were willing to pay him a certain amount of money. I understand they paid $19 million for Jose Abreu. But I think there is still enough funds out there for them to make a significant move at a bat. And I don't know where that comes from. It could be catcher. Could be now the time to really upgrade that offensively and defensively. I don't know. Wilson Contreras is a name we've heard. In the outfield, whatever. But I would love to see them make another significant move with the amount of money that they're going to have available here. Because I think you got to offset, you know, losing the Cy Young Award winner. Your pitching was the strength of this team. You lose Verlander, even though I'm confident in what they bring. You don't think you're going to be as strong as you were last year. You got to offset that somewhere. And Abreu is a good start. But I think with the money they have, I'd like to still see another significant move made.
Yeah, look, I mean, the gamble ultimately with Verlander moving on and what you currently have in house, right? Is can you get out of Christian Javier, a healthy Lance McCullers, and hopefully a future superstar in Hunter Brown what you lost in Justin Verlander? Right? Can all of those guys, and I'm not saying all of those guys have to get, my point is can those guys live up to the expectations? Can Christian Javier be the strikeout artist that can win a good number of games throughout the season, be extremely effective in the playoffs, and can he continue to do that? Can Hunter Brown continue trending in the right direction and be one of the better young studs in this league? Can Lance McCullers stay healthy? Right? I mean, if all that happens, And if they just live up to expectations. You don't have to go out there and be Hall of Fame worthy. Just live up to your own expectations, and then you don't miss Verlander. I don't think you miss Verlander at all. Now, one of those guys hiccups, then all of a sudden you've got you're not quite as solid as you were with Verlander. But I think it's a risk worth taking when you're talking about the alternative is $43.5 million per.
This past year they won a world championship. And it was all about their pitching. That was the big thing that carried them. what Astros fans are accustomed to seeing is that lineup being just absolutely insane. And I'd like to see that come back. I mean, because I love their pitching in general,
yeah.
But they got a chance to add another.
You add Abreu, you plug Brantley back in that thing. You're damn near.
If he's right, like if he's healthy enough to go, yeah, hell yeah, you got something there. So, I mean, they got a chance to get this lineup nasty. Because I mean, of their young pitcher, their rotation, Framber's not making nothing. I mean, what he should be making, or what an ace would be making. Framber's not making nothing. Even Lance's contract is huge. Christian Javier ain't making nothing. Hunter Brown ain't making nothing. And Garcia and Urquidy aren't making nothing. You got to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that in a major way.
Big 3-3, number 2.
And this game is done at NRG Stadium. The Houston Texans fight so hard for so long, but they're unable to come up with what they need to on offense and lose to the Cleveland Browns 27-14 on Deep Steel Sunday. What was that?
Yeah, one part of the team fought real hard, and that was the defense. The special teams, they've been pretty good all year long. They were horrible yesterday. They turned the ball over, and they gave up a punt return back to make the score 7-5, and they never looked back after that. And the offense is awful. Clint, they lost a game yesterday, Clint. And the Browns didn't score an offensive touchdown, and it wasn't close. Like they weren't in it. It was not close.
Yeah.
And the Browns did not score an offensive touchdown. And it wasn't close.
Nobody did until the mop-up duty Nico Collins slant.
Yeah, I mean, that's just – it's just insane that they got blown out that way.
I think for me, we talked this a little bit last night on the post-game show. It was just a huge missed opportunity, I think, to take advantage of capture, I guess, the little bit of momentum or the little bit of hype and engagement from your fan base that surrounded the Deshaun Watson return. Your team played, your defense played well enough ultimately to win that ball game, and you had opportunity after opportunity, even when things were going bad and it was still a tight ball game. Their offense wasn't doing anything. If you could have just generated any kind of points whatsoever offensively, you'd have had a chance to really put the pressure on them and potentially get a win. And there was an opportunity there to win and to, at least for a day, make your fan base proud of what they spent their money on, proud of what they spent their energy on, showing up and supporting, and you miss that opportunity. You miss the opportunity to give the team that you have the rights to their first-round pick, to give them another loss so you could have bettered that first-round pick. That opportunity was squandered, and unfortunately it came for me. The one thing that was consistent with this football team all year long was the special teams, and you mentioned it. The special teams collapsed this Sunday. The defense played lights out. The defense played more than well enough to win a ball game. Unfortunately, they just didn't have the opportunity to score more than the 2 points that they did get on the safety.
That was rough to watch.
How about a positive from yesterday?
Can I say this? Like that? That's one of the favorite drops of Tyler. Tyler controls all of the drops. That was one of his favorites. But at least, man, I didn't get the feel in yesterday's post game or today's meeting with the media that he was trying to sell some kind of, hey, but you know, I know the score looked bad. I know our record's 1-10-1, but man, you know, there is some. No, man, even as well as his defense played, like he said, their defense outplayed us. They scored twice.
Yeah.
You know, and our offense was bad. We can't throw the football. That hurt us. I was at least glad to hear that. Now, I don't think Lovey needs to be the coach any longer, but I was at least glad to hear Lovey, you know, kind of laying it out way it was.
We're at that point, Show, and you and I talked about this a million times. Like, for 8 games, 9 games into the season, you know, you can explain away the tie. You can explain away the couple of games that got away from you. And, hey, you can maybe keep your arms around the quarterback situation. But, man, you get 9-10 games into the season. And Lovie Smith said it himself after the 10th ball game. I believe he said, when you get 10 ball games on film, you're pretty much who you are, you're what you're watching. And So you look at it, week 10 through week 18 are going to be the toughest weeks for a losing franchise. And Lovey's just at a point where I thought he did a better job handling it. I thought his defense played well. And these are going to be the most trying times of keeping this group together, because there's signs of them quitting. There's signs of players not wanting to play. And ultimately, when you play as well as you did yesterday on defense and you still get beat by double digits, it's going to be a hard one for the squad to rebound from. It's going to be a hard one for the coaching staff to keep these guys engaged.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, we talked about this Friday. This is exactly what I didn't want to see. But the college football playoff is set, Clint, after a wild weekend in which the number 3 team in the country, TCU, they lost in the Big 12 championship game to Kansas State. And the number 4 team Friday night, they got blown out by Utah in USC. So we knew there was going to be shakeup. And Georgia, they won 50-30. Over LSU. You were right, that game wasn't close. I mean, LSU hung in there as much as they could with injuries to their quarterback and playing two quarterbacks, but eventually Georgia was too much. Michigan, they outlast and blow out Purdue in the second half. So they are 1-2. They'll host game. They'll be Georgia will be in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. Michigan will be in Phoenix in the Fiesta Bowl, or Glendale, excuse me, and then TCU and Ohio State will play those two. TCU, Michigan, and Ohio State, Georgia in the national semifinal. So that's how it's set, Clint.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it shaped up with the way the dominoes fell, if you will. I think that they got the right four in here.
I think they did.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a shame that under the way the system's set up, and the way they treat Ohio State throughout the year put them at number 5 after getting absolutely skull drug and then having a bye week and getting to sit back while everybody else plays an extra game, and they get rewarded because of it. I think it's unfortunate that that's the way that the system is set up. I think it's unfortunate that throughout the year you just gave Ohio State the benefit of the doubt all year long. And I don't know if they ever fell below number 3 overall. The result is they were sitting at 5. I think with USC getting beat the way that they got beat, not only in that particular ball game by Utah, the way they got beat by double digits, but the way in which that was Utah's second time beating USC.
Yeah.
I think it's really difficult for a team. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't care what the rest of your schedule looks like. If one team in your conference beats you twice in 1 year, it's hard for me to then say that team deserves to be the losing team deserves to be in the college football playoff show. I don't know how you could say that with USC. Obviously, Alabama with 2 losses, you can argue the deficit. They lost 2 games by a total of 4 points. There's an argument there, but ultimately, I think they got it right. There is a ton going on right now in the world of college football. The transfer portal has opened up, and we've got some big time quarterbacks jumping into the transfer portal. It's obviously the college football playoffs this past weekend. I tell you what, the Heisman hunt is cranking up, is getting down to the nitty-gritty here. And I'm going to tell you, I think one thing happened this weekend, show. Max Duggan, the quarterback from TCU, I think he was going to be a courtesy invite. I think it was fair. I think you go through the season undefeated. You ultimately win the Big 12, not the championship game, but you were the best team
he
in the
was
Big 12.
Special, boy.
I mean, in that ball game, he was special now.
He tried not to let him lose.
Yeah, man. I think he went from a courtesy invite to a guy that is going to be being considered to actually be the winner, given the way this thing. Caleb Williams was injured, did not play well. Obviously, C.J. Stroud didn't play at all. There's a big opportunity for some guys. Maybe even Stetson Bennett didn't even throw 20 touchdowns. Does he sneak into New York?
No.
An invite?
Let's get our IW Marks Jewelers gem of the game. No, Stetson, stop it.
I'm with you. I heard a lot of it, Bob.
Let's do that coming up. It was a tough game, a rough game for the Texans when you look at the outcome. But there are some folks. I don't think we're going to the crowd in the stands this week. There are some people.
Weenie dogs.
I don't think there's some people who deserves it. Our IW Marks Jewelers gems of the game. That's coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Watson takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Watson throws to the end zone. It's picked off. Petrie brings it out. 5, 10, cutting right, 15. Petrie across the 20, and he dives across the 25-yard line. The Texans with the pick off Watson.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Mark. Sling it in there, baby.
Meow.
The Texans with the pick. I liked it.
Well, that was too easy.
If Random Reel gets in there. We do this each and every week. Our IW Marks Jewelers Gym of the Game. And I'm going to steal that one, Clint. I'm going to take Jalen Petrie. And a lot of reasons. One, I mean, he gets that big pick there in the red zone. I don't know, Deshaun, I don't know if he didn't see him. I think we rewatched the replay. Peoples-Jones crossed his face. I think Deshaun just assumed that Jalen Petrie was going to go with him, and he did not, and he stayed right there and picked him off. He also had 16 tackles in the game, which your free safety having 16 tackles, you think a few things. But as close as they were playing a line of scrimmage, I think he was really sticking his nose in there to be a part of stopping the run game. So he was really, really good. And I think for me it's even more than just his performance yesterday, Clint. This is a cat to me that's been up and down. I don't think a lot of great leadership on the team around him to help him learn how to be a pro, to be honest with you, what we've seen. And he struggled. I think he's got a staff that I don't know if they're using him great. And now he's playing free safety when he excelled at strong safety. But he's making the best of it, and he's coming back. I think Lovie said it. He's coming to work every day, playing hard. He's missed some tackles and had some struggles. And hell, got benched in the Giants game. But to come back in this game, show something, that's big of Jalen Petrie. And they're going to need him moving down the line. So I give my IW Marks Jewelers Gym of the Game to Jalen Petrie.
That's a good one, Show. I mean, one of my six games to go, six things I need to see. One of them was Jalen Petrie making plays, flashing.
That's right.
Picking ball, not dropping interceptions, making tackles, not missing tackles. And he did that. Clearly, he was making tackles with 16. And, I mean, he played what looked to be like a quarters-type coverage absolutely beautifully. The post route went underneath him. He duped Deshaun into thinking that he was going to jump that underneath post. And so he bit down on it for about two, three steps, and then he just he redirected and sat right in that window that, as a quarterback, you're taught. If that safety goes with the first post, then you've got basically a layup behind him in that void that he creates when he chases the first post. Well, he gave the look like he was going to chase that post and then slip right back into that void and made the interception. That was a big time play for this defense. And so, look, there's nobody deserves being an IW Mark Jewelers gem of the game more than Jalen Petrie. Big shout out to him. We had him in our post game show last night. Mm. He's good. He's really good, man. He's really, really good on air. Here's the thing, and I tried to get this out of him last night, and it seems like he's still kind of, which is something that I think's got to change, but he still seems like he's kind of like letting the I'm not
taking control.
Right, I can't think of the right word. Like, but basically letting the veterans run this team and kind of being the, well, I'm a young guy, so I kind of look to the veterans at some point.
But you understand right now.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, you can't. Well, the thing is, he can't force it. Like, ultimately, you can't force that. Like, the time's going to come, the opportunity's going to present itself where he is going to go, you know what, damn it, I got control of this thing. What do they call him, Kirk's in the middle, or anybody else. Like, I don't need to check with y'all, man. I got this. Y'all fall in line kind of deal. I got this. We'll take a little bit of this leadership off your shoulders. At some point, he's going to have to do that if the Texans are going to turn the corner. He strikes me as a guy that genuinely and sincerely within his own personality is going to have the ability to do that. Now, when he does it, I think it's key. He needs to do it sooner rather than later. Like, it needs to happen in the next month, I think. But ultimately, I think I was impressed with him last night. So, all right,
Who's yours?
Well, you know, this is another one in ball games where you said we weren't going to go weenie dogs and guys in costumes in the gamers in costume in the stands. So I couldn't do that. I'm going to go with Damian Pierce again.
Oh, wow.
Look, Damian Pierce had 18 carries for 73 yards, averaged over 4 yards per carry. Had three catches for 22 yards, had a 14-yard catch where he absolutely murdered number 42, the linebacker. I don't know his name, but number 42, the linebacker for
he thought he was
the Browns.
He thought he was getting something else.
Oh, boy.
He just came in there thinking he was going to settle. We was going to come down and make this tackle, and we was just going to get down to the ground.
Yeah, that was –
he had seen 31 run.
Yeah, Pierce put his high heels in the air, if you know what I mean. I mean, he flattened him. So I'm going to go with Damian Pierce. And for all those reasons, but as well, show he became the first rookie to surpass 1,000 scrimmage yards in 2022. So 1,000 all-purpose yards by a rookie. I guess that's in the league. That's awfully impressive. You know that, I know there's a couple of running backs, or at least one running back that was taken before him that got hurt up in New York, who was off to a good start. But ultimately, Damian Pierce is the first rookie to go over 1,000 all-purpose yards in 2022. I would say that, you know, we talk a lot about Nick Caserio, and I think the jury's still out on a lot of these draft picks. He got this Damian Pierce pick right.
Yeah, man, and Clint, it was really good to see him back, because those previous two games, man, he had 15 carries for 16 yards. In the previous two games before this one, where he just struggled, you're like, good God, man. I knew we'd start to see some struggles and some guys maybe hit a wall, but man, what has happened to Damian Pierce? He is just completely being shut down. It was good to see him back this week, and you could see it early that he was running hard, that he was himself, the guy. Yep. We've seen that he wasn't going to have no, like, he had eight yards last week. I think he got one of his first carries. He went ahead and smashed that. So it was good to see him come back and play much better.
Absolutely. No question about it. So my IW Marks Jewelers gym of the game, running back, rookie running back, Damian Pierce.
Yeah, there you go. Sound like Sound like Petey, the running back.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get you a little Mark Vandermeer action.
There you go. Oh, is that what you were? Yeah. How about that? Tyler, did you enjoy yourself? You see Tyler at the game? Tyler was in a suite yesterday.
Yes, sir. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, you had
Laramie Tunzel after the game and
think
stuff.
About this live.
Shout out to you, Laramie.
Think about this, man. Think about this live, man. Black tie event from the crib.
Come on now.
Suite at the Texans game.
Went to the steakhouse on Friday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I mean, Morton's Steakhouse for dinner on Friday evening. I mean, damn, man. How much money did y'all spend this weekend?
A lot. A lot of money.
But for you, it ain't nothing, right?
Maroon money, man.
I know how to spend money and have a good time now.
That's wild, man.
That's good, man. I'm glad you had a good time. So, Sweet Life, that was nice.
It was really nice, man. Almost lost my voice before the end of the second quarter.
Let me know when you threw stroking over a show, because I got a question.
Well, go ahead. Get your question. I just said Sweet Life's nice, man. Especially
Sweet
Life.
Getting all the positives out of the way first.
You don't have to worry.
Uh-oh.
Chief, that field goal never had a chance.
I know.
Did you see it?
No. I need some tips.
No, did he kick a field goal?
He tried to kick a field goal.
Went on the field at NRG and kicked a field goal. Yeah, well, tried to kick a field goal.
Where is this?
Way wide left.
Oh, hell. Hey. Oh, hell no. Where is this?
It's on Twitter.
If we're being completely fair.
He
did see three balls and he tried to kick the middle one.
So, I was wasted. I'm not arguing against that.
He had a great time, didn't he?
I was hammered when I kicked that field goal. God,
come on, give it.
You can't find it?
I'm trying. I'm getting there. He's got so much on here.
It was low left. I mean, he really duck hooked that sucker. And it had
Damn it, why do you retweet so much?
I couldn't see Tyler, but it looked like it had a spin on it that whenever it did settle, it was spinning up on the tip.
Man. He's getting ready. He looks like somebody who's torn an ACL.
He's intense though, isn't he?
He looks like a
that was my bad knee, man.
The right one is?
God, yeah.
Tyler. God.
That's the ACL knee.
Lord.
Thought I had a shot. Low and left.
Good Lord. Yeah, that was a foul and kickball right there. Yeah,
ain't no doubt.
Get some lift on it.
A foul and kickball.
All right, man. We got to look at the good to bad, man. There is some credit that needs to be given in this game with the Texans. But, boy, man, yesterday, I thought yesterday could get bad. It was worse than I even thought it could be. We'll discuss that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Many people are wondering, how far was that kick, Tyler?
Man, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to that.
I just counted it up. It was a 15-yard line. So it was a 25-yard kick.
25-yard. Okay. You were hammered.
Yes, like, I had no idea.
I rewatched the video. I've watched the film. I watched the All-22, and I think the only way it would have gotten better is if your duck hook would have went off one of them little kids' heads that was right there.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
I don't know who warned the little young fellow that was fixing to walk into your lane from the left, but they saved his life.
Was there any?
You would have definitely decapitated him if he'd have kept walking.
By the way, 713-572-4610 to bring you all in on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line. You feel comfortable drunk kicking a 25-yarder?
No.
I was a little hesitant with the bad knee, but...
Like, if you were sober... With the bad knee, would you have agreed to it? Because, man, somebody's video recording this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. I don't know if I'd have done it. Because I know I don't have it.
Oh, he set it up, too. He backed up and said, let me know when you want to go. She said, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, did you play soccer growing up or something?
No. Nope, never.
Okay, so here's a tip.
Okay.
If you've never played soccer, soccer style is not the way to go.
Okay.
And clearly that's proof on your video.
I would just do everything I've seen on TV.
No, that's where you
just
screw
back
up.
Back up five, and then go.
Nope, don't
three
you,
to
nope,
the side.
You, and back up five. You toe punch. You absolutely. If you're not a soccer player,
just back it straight up.
Straight and up and toe punch the hell out of it.
Okay,
that's noted. Your only chance.
Looking like Dempsey.
That's I'll try it again soon.
It's your only chance, man. I'm telling you.
See, no, I think I would. I would come back.
But you don't know. You don't even know how to kick a soccer ball. Like you don't know how to kick it soccer style. No,
yeah,
that's
what I do.
I wish you'd just seen this. Hey, Tyler, I wish you'd just seen this.
Step back,
you gave
back.
A valiant effort. I like the way you wound
up. Del Greco out here. Step back.
Tyler wound up his upper body like to get extra rotation.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even get it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, no, I'm in there, dog.
Hey, literally, man. His heel almost hit his butt cheek in his kick. I mean, his backstroke was way like all heel kick.
No hope there.
No, it's toe punch.
You got a lot to work on.
I'm in there.
You guys, see, y'all don't want to be saved. Y'all don't want no help.
All right, Captain, save a
kicker. I'm just telling you, man. It's if you're not a soccer player, if you're not a kicker, it's toe punch or nothing. I knew when Tyler took them two steps to the left, he was in trouble. Unless he played soccer growing up, which he clearly didn't.
I didn't play a lick of soccer, but I don't know.
Little toe punch, man.
I feel like that's the best route. I'm just trying to get lift on it.
I could give you a 25 yarder all day.
You got that.
Toe punch. Absolutely.
You would have got that.
Absolutely.
I don't like the confidence. About a couple of drinks in you. Still feel good about it?
No, it would have taken a couple of drinks for me to even try it. Like,
I
wouldn't try it and put that on video for you jacklegs to make fun of.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to be half looped. Yeah,
Tyler really is all right with laughing at himself.
Oh, there ain't no question.
Because I'm sure. I'm looking at those movements, and I know you got bad knees, and I'm just hoping we don't lose another ACL.
Yeah, I was a little
That's
hesitant.
That's what my thought is. Because I don't
had to go
plant
for it.
Leg. Yeah, I don't like.
So right. You're not getting it out of the back of the end zone with that knee kick you just gave.
Yes, I am. You didn't get to see the full fledged kick. I was a great kickballer.
Your kick's gonna look a lot like Megan's did. I feel like
I was a
Tyler. His heel almost hit his butt cheek.
She didn't get it out of the back.
I was a great kickball player.
No way you're generating power with that.
I was a great kickball player too.
Yeah, but you have a torn ACL.
Yeah,
you're drinking.
Well, it's. It's been repaired.
I mean, could you imagine the headlines today if Tyler would have took out that 7-year-old? I mean,
we'd have led the show with it.
The 7-year-old he didn't sign his waiver. They're suing the Texans. He's in concussion protocol. Why?
Local sports producer.
Because OT Mill on the mic.
Local sports media producer hits small child in head with ball.
They'd have taken Tyler's shoes from him.
Were you toe punching in your? No.
No, I didn't wear my cause for kicks.
Oh,
give me a damn shoes.
I didn't even think about that. If you're out there forces, soccer styling in your Air Force One.
I was wearing Vans.
Oh, man. Even worse.
Listen. Tyler gave it as best as he could. He wasn't as bad as what the Texans offensive special team showed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Clint, I walked into that game, fellas, thinking, like sometimes, you know, me and my wife, we watch This Is Us. So they just play a game on their worst case scenario. We do this sometimes. And I played in my head worst case scenario for this game.
Okay.
My worst case scenario is thinking, boy, Deshaun comes out here, shows out. I mean, this is another one of those embarrassing performances, and Deshaun is the one that's behind it and kicking ass. And now you got all the Browns fans that came out in their Deshaun jerseys, and then some of the – and I saw Texans fans in Deshaun jerseys coming up, and the whole place just – like, to me, that was the worst case scenario. I was wrong. Yesterday was worse. Yesterday.
I don't know.
Y'all, it was. Yesterday was worse because it wasn't about Deshaun at all. He was terrible. Literally, he was the side story. It was how bad and embarrassing you were. Like, he was horrible. It was about, like, you walked in from play one. There are like four plays in the game. You can't make them up. The first play of the game, wide open. No, let me wait till he's covered. Hits his hands. Bam! Pops up in the air perfectly for a pick. And then, like you said, man, we're throwing pick sixes on screens. We're fumbling.
What was that?
On quarterback sneaks that are picked up and returned for touchdowns.
Is it a fumble?
13 guys had a chance to tackle Peoples Jones on that return, and he didn't get touched at all. A couple of guys off the bench missed him. I mean, it was incredible. You lost. without giving up an offensive touchdown. Well, and you lost bad.
You gave up 27 points and didn't give up.
27 points.
Yeah.
And your defense, like I said, I'm going to shout out. I will shout out to Lovey and the rest of those guys because they even continued to play hard defensively in the second half when they were put in bad positions and nobody else seemed to give a rip about it. They scored. They had two turnovers. I mean, you just can't ask your defense to do much more.
They stopped the run.
And they stopped the run on one of the best run teams in the league. You can ask him to do more. But it was even worse, Clint. It wasn't about Deshaun at all. It was how bad your ass was. And that was just like I was going to say this to you in the first half after it ended. I was like, do you think we're rolling into one of those games that's an embarrassment? Is it 7-5? You're in it? I don't think I have to ask you now. Yesterday, that was embarrassing.
I mean, it's every Sunday. You can just bounce. You can bank on every Sunday being embarrassing.
Here's
the deal. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think it'd be tenfold worse if Deshaun would have threw for 303 touchdowns. If 21 of their 27 points came from Deshaun Watson throwing for 303 touchdowns, I think it would be worse.
I don't know, man. I coming in, I thought that was it.
As a fan, I would feel worse. Watching Deshaun go out there and not only torch you, but play really well for somebody else, knowing that you all but ran him up out of town. That would have been significantly more difficult to stomach. The bad play from the Texans, I'm numb to the pain at this point in time.
But they found new ways to be embarrassing yesterday. I mean, that was just
it was a new low. I mean, hell, my one tweet yesterday show was rock bottom. Where the hell are you?
That's what I was about to say. I listened to you in the post game. You said, "Well, it's hard to figure out where rock bottom is."
It is,
and I'm like, I didn't think it was going to ever look that bad. Mm. Like, to me, that's why I didn't think it was going to look that bad to where it was just like,
stop being a dumpster fire.
What can happen next? Like, I wanted to walk around that stadium and hug every last one of those Texans fans. I just could not believe the bad, and it's, I don't even know it's bad luck, the freakish things that's happening. It was just, it was horrible. I mean, it was just awful. I can't even. That was like, I don't know, man. That was worse. Maybe you're right. Maybe some out there think it would have been worse if Deshaun went off on him. But good God almighty, man. I didn't think it could be that bad. I really did. But like I said, shout out to Lovey's defense. I give him credit there. Shout out to Lovey's defense.
That's another thing, right? I mean, had I sat there and watched Lovey's defense, again, we talk way too much about cover two and zone. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about playing cover two. At the end of the day, it's not about being bend, don't break. At the end of the day, it's not about playing cover three or playing zone versus man. It's how Lovey has his guys playing those coverages so loosely that other teams have throws in the ocean. For quarterbacks, the windows are wide. They're 12 yards wide instead of five. You know, the gap between the safety and the linebackers. The linebackers suck up in play action. There's 20 yards between the linebacker and the safety, so you have that void in the defense. It's just so, just so spread out. The safeties are so deep, or the deep defenders, if they're corners in cover three, they're just so deep that you're just giving the quarterback and the play caller and the wide receivers, you're just giving them throws in the ocean. And, hell, we had John McClain on Friday, and John said he didn't expect to see anything different. I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect to see anything different. However, if I had not seen a change at all, I would be really, really hard on Lovey, the defensive coordinator, today. But the change happened. The safeties were much, much tighter. The defense was more suffocating versus the run and the short underneath RPO quick game stuff.
Which shows Jalen Petrie getting 16
absolutely
tackles. But them doing well against the run because he was closer.
Absolutely, man. I mean, I thought they had a great defensive game plan. I thought they executed it really, really, really well. Now, you know, the question is why haven't we seen more of that? And will we see more of it? Because I thought if I'd have had to bet, I'd have bet that we saw more deep zone coverages and just keep everything in front of you. Lovey said, no, I've had enough of it.
They said, we got a guy who has not played in 700 days.
That's right.
And we're going to dare him to try to make,
that's right,
make throws. And they came. So I will give them credit there. They did a really good job defensively. And maybe that takes away some of it, but it was still so bad. The other two phases were so incredibly bad in ways I hadn't seen this year. It was just so rough. All right. Clint, coming up. What you got coming up, Clint? I'm about to take
college football. I've heard enough about these damn Texans. College football, baby. Championship week last week was unbelievable. We've got the college football transfer portal is wide open as of today, and we got big time quarterbacks jumping into that portal. We've got obviously the Heisman Trophy that's coming right around the corner, and we've got the college football playoffs. They are absolutely set. The bowl schedule is set, rocking and rolling. We got a ton of college football to get to, and we will do that next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.